Praise the Lord for His strength as substitute of our weaknesses.
赞美主，因为用他的刚强来代替了我们的软弱。
And I guess that's one of the purposes why we come to church.
我想这就是我们为什么要来聚会的原因。
In the worship, there is the presence of the Lord.
因为在我们敬拜中间，神的同在与我们就在这里。
And I felt sometimes we do not know how to worship.
有的时候我们不知道我们怎么样来敬拜。
Yet the Holy Spirit led us gradually into His presence.
但是圣灵亲自把我们逐渐地带入他的同在里面。
And we really don't know how well we worship.
我们也不知道我们到底敬拜的有多好。
We can only value that or evaluate it by our feeling.
我们只能靠我们自己的感觉来估量。
But sometimes when the Word of God opened up to us, we realize what we're doing is pleasing to the Lord.
但是当神的话语向我们打开的时候，我们就发现我们这样做是。实在是神所喜悦的。
And that will turn in turn give us strength and confidence.
这样子就让我们能够 有力量，能够有信心。
So sometimes the knowledge also helps us to understand.
所以有的时候这一方面的知识也能够让我们帮助我们能够了解。
We remember what the Lord told the Samaritan woman that we should worship Him in truth and in spirit.
我们记得在耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说，我们应该要在真理 与灵里面敬拜。
Somehow when we know thatThe purpose of worship helps us to get into the spirit.
常常我们知道在敬拜中间能够帮助我们进入在灵里面敬拜。
A few weeks ago, one of the meetings that we called the number and sang hymn book 32.
在过去有一次的聚会当中，我们唱了这一首诗歌。
I was very much moved by this number.
第三十二首，我那时候是深深被这首诗歌所感动。
And you know, this was an old Pentecostal song.
这一个是很老的一个五旬节教派他们常唱的诗歌。
And we found this in our hymn book.
在我们这个诗歌本里头居然也收进去。
And we don't use it too often.
我们并不常常唱这一首。
I guess sometimes people think this is too noisy.
也许有人会觉得这首诗歌声音太大了。
But however, this hymn is good in several ways.
但是这首诗歌实在是在有几方面非常的好。
One of the reasons is it has a scriptural foundation, very deep one.
其中之一是因为它有很深的圣经的根据。
It tells us how one passes through from the outer court.To the sanctuary, then to the Holy of Holies.
他这里告诉我们怎么样从外院进入到圣所，然后进入到至圣所。
If you don't mind, you can turn with me to this song again.
所以若是各位有诗本的话，我们再翻开这一首第三十二首。
And it says in the first stanza that I believe the true report. And then he said, I have passed the outer court. Oh, glory be to God.
他这里说我得到家，我相信这一个信息，我要经过外院而我从外院经过，荣耀归于神。
And it says here, I am all on the Jesus side, on the altar sanctified.
献给耶稣为一切献于耶稣脚前，借祭坛我已成圣。
I guess the Tuesday earthquake also shake off some of our confidence.
我相信礼拜二的那个大地震，把有些我们的自信心也摇动了。
Let me just pause for a while. How many people still think about earthquake this morning?
让我来我岔开话题，到底今天早上还有多少人还在想到那个地震？
Well, there's a few honest hands. I did think about it, the earthquake.
的确，我今天早上我自己也在那想到这地震的事情。
And you know, it makes me also trembling and shaking when I'm presenting the word of God.
同时这就是让我为什么今天早上当我在这里说到神的话语的时候，我心里充满了恐惧战惊。
And I realize that if we are only a transient on the world,
因为我们发现若是我们就这样在世上这么样暂时这么过去而已。
We need to readjust our attention.
我们实在是要把我们的注意力重新矫正。
And one of the attention is on God himself.
这里的我们实在是要将我们的注意力放在神的身上。
And this hymn tells us how a person, when he worships,From the outer court to the holiest and to the holiest of all.
这首诗歌里面，他讲到一个人的经历，他从外院在敬拜，然后一直进到至圣所。
I have tried to dig out one of the old transparencies, and I showed it on my daughter helped me to show it on the screen.
我们这里有一个有一个图画。
You know, on the outer court, there are several things. One of them is a altar.
在外院里头，那里有祭坛。
And also there's a lever that you can wash yourself and clean yourself.
在那里也有洗洁净洗净洗濯盆。
Other than that, it's an open space where people can get around it.
除了那个之外呢，就是空旷的地方，让众人可以聚集。
And in the sanctuary.
而在这个圣所里面。
There are three things.
有三样东西。
One of them is a golden candlestick.
在那里有金灯台。
Where they have candle on it.
上面有灯
，and it should be lit all the time。
在那里，那个灯是要经常点亮。
And there is also a showbread, a table for the showbread。
在那里也有陈设饼的桌子。
That showbread, as we just had it, the communion, maybe is also not only for, it's only basically for display。
在那里的陈设饼就有点像我们的这个主的桌子，但是在那里的饼是只是为了陈设而用的。
We can partake our bread when we come to communion with the Lord.
我们可以在这里来分饼。
But in the Old Testament time, I think only the priests are allowed after the showbread is done can take down and eat them.
在旧约里头，当陈设饼已经要撤下来的时候，祭司才可以吃。
And the bread should be always there.
而那个陈设饼是永远要在那里。
Before the Lord.
在那神的面前。
And the third thing, what is it? The third thing is a golden incense burner.
第三样事情是金香炉。
That is signifying for people's prayer.
在那里是代表众圣徒的祷告。
And I guess the priest going there to pray.
在那里祭司进去祷告。
Because it is not possible for them to go into the Holy of All every time.
因为在那里祭司不可能常常进入至圣所里面。
Let's turn to our Bible from Hebrews.
我们打开希伯来书。
Chapter
9. 希伯来书第九章。
Let's just read a little bit, verses from 1 to 7 perhaps.
从第九章从第一节到第七节。希伯来书第九章第一节到第七节。
Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service. Let's read together to save time.
我们大家一起用中文跟英文一起念。
Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all, which had a golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold.Wherein was a golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the table of the covenant, and over it the cherubim of glory showing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went away into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God.But into the second, when the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the error of the people. We don't know why the golden incense burner moved into behind the veil.
我们不知道何时这个金灯台到了帐幕的后面。
So I guess in the Old Testament time and what the author of a book of Hebrew wrote can be a little bit different.
所以在这里旧约时代跟在希伯来书作者写的时候那个时候有一点不一样。
But nevertheless, there's a way, there's a passage where the priest can go in there all the time.
但是不论
can go in there with a routine.
但是不论如何这里有一个层次就是祭司这样子往前去。
And you know, we come to worship God, so to speak, every week.
我们每个礼拜来到这里来敬拜神。
We also ought to find out the way that we approach God.
我们也应该知道我们怎么样来到神的面前。
And these days we are praying that the Lord will have give us a breakthrough on the meaning of worship.
最近我们祷告神，希望在这个敬拜上面，我们能有一个突破。
We try to teach the truth of it.
我们希望在这里有真理上的教导。
But we enter the spirit of worship normally and usually just by practicing it.
但是要真正进入主的同在，进入敬拜里面，我们就需要这样子需要来练习。
The songs we sing, the new ones we sing are in some sense a little bit different than the old ones we usually sing.
我们现在唱的一些新的短歌是跟一些老的是有一点不一样。
One time I was trying to tell the people what the differences are.
有一次我想要告诉各位有什么不一样的不一样。
And the conclusion, the simplest way of telling them is one is to sing of God and want to sing directly to God.
有一个最简单的不同呢，就是我们现在唱诗歌是向着神唱，而以前唱诗歌多半是说到唱到神的事情，关于神的事情。
I guess when time progressed even more,
我相信在时间慢慢往前过去的时候，
the desire to worship God makes those people who sing the songs sing more directly to Him.
我相信神要让我们更越来越愿意，更要直接向着他来唱。
And when we sing those songs directly to God,
当我们向着神直接这样子唱诗歌的时候，
we are approaching Him in the process.
我们在那里就是向着神慢慢的往前。
You have probably noticed that in the beginning we didn't sing a very intimate song.
也许各位注意到，我们刚开始的时候并没有唱到那个很亲密的诗歌。
But rather in the breaking of the bread, somehow the Lord led us into that feeling of intimacy.
但是当我们后来在擘饼的时候，神慢慢的那个灵带我们进入那一个比较亲密的感觉里面。
It doesn't have to be loud.
并不需要太大声。
It doesn't have to be exciting.
也不需要非常的兴奋。
But it ministered to us.
但是这样子的诗歌，那对服侍我们。
But in the beginning, we sing a loud song such as Majesty.
刚开始的时候，我们唱大君王那个声音比较大的诗歌。
And sometimes we sang Hosanna.
有时候我们唱何塞纳也是声音大的。
We sing Oh Magnify the Lord.
或者说唱敬拜尊崇主耶稣也是大声的。
You see, these are the songs pretty much excites us.
这些诗歌常常是把我们激动起来。
And if we know why the Lord, why we usually sing of these, it's quite natural.
那我想，若是各位知道为什么这样唱的话，实在这个理由非常自然。
I don't know about you, but I feel very lonely when I first come to a meeting.
我不晓得各位如何，但是我刚刚进到聚会里的时候，我觉得好像有一点冷，有一点寂寞孤单。
I felt like I need to call everybody to worship.
我那时候觉得我们大家好像应该在一起来敬拜。
So when we sing these songs loud to the Lord,
当我们这样大声向着神唱的时候，
and sometimes we sing the old song, some of them also help say, we're marching to Zion, we come to the Lord.
或者甚至也是老的歌在里讲到我们向着锡安进行的时候，像那样子的诗歌。
If we also understand how the Old Testament people do, they come marching to Zion to worship.
那我们也知道在旧约时代他们也是这样子像唱着上行的诗歌向着神。
And when they see each other from outside, going to the same direction to the Lord.
当他们在路上看到弟兄们在那里彼此一起都在往那个同一个方向去的时候。
To the house of the Lord, they begin to sing to encourage one another.
他们就互相的这样子唱和来彼此的鼓励。
And you know, our emotions are high.
然后那个时候我们的情绪会高涨。
So you see, the Lord,doesn't mind if we sing something that's exciting.
所以主耶稣并不在乎我们在那里唱一些情绪高涨的诗歌。
This is also encouraging one to one another.
因为这实在是一个鼓励，是我们彼此之间的鼓励。
Until our spirit begin to mingle a little bit.
一直等到我们的灵在那里有点交汇。
When we see one to another that they're all coming to serve the Lord to worship Him.
等到我们看到弟兄们一个个这样子往前来，都在那里用诗歌量来敬拜来服侍主的时候，
we no longer feel alone.
我们就不觉得那么孤单。
We feel we're among the crowd.
我们就发现我们的确是在群众中间。
We feel that we are all in the midst of those who love the Lord.
而且我也知道，我们这都是在那个爱神的弟兄姊妹们中间。
You know, this is what we sometimes, I think this is what the Old Testament people also feel when they come to the Lord into the outer court.
我也相信，这时候也是旧约时代这些以色列人来到神的殿中的时候，就是这样的感觉。
When they see one another, this one is here, that one is also there.
我们看到在那说，哎、哦、呦，这位他来了，那位又来了，我们大家看了心里很开心。
We feel very good.
我们觉得很高兴。
We feel the Lord has not left out his mercy to anybody.
因为我就发现神的他的恩惠就没有漏过任何人。
Everyone is coming here gathering to the Lord.
因为每一个人都来到神的面前。
They even count one to another one from one of the songs.
他们甚至
one of the psalms they also count this each different groups.
在有一个诗歌里面，甚至就是一堆人，他们都还是这样数算。
You know, such in Psalm 60.
就像在诗篇第六十篇。
He said, Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is also mine, Judah is my staff.
讲到是基列是我的，马拉西也是我的，以法莲是护卫我头的，犹大是我的杖，摩押是我的等等等等。
I think in the Jewish festival when they see all 12 tribes coming, they are so excited.
我相信在那个他们过节的时候，他们看到这十二个支派大家通通都一起来的时候，他们一定非常的高兴。
And in Psalm 42, it's a different one.
在诗篇第四十二篇又是另外一篇。
When he remembers some of the people coming together to join to serve God to worship him.
当他们记得有那么多弟兄姊妹一起到神的面前来聚集来敬拜神的时候。
And he himself for some reason couldn't do it.
而他自己发现他自己没有办法来到。
He felt his spirit was so down.
他就发现他的灵那样子下沉。
So dear brother and sister, we need to encourage one another to worship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们实在是需要鼓励，我们彼此互相鼓励，我们来敬拜。
And in songs and in worship, when we come to the outer court.The excitement is always there.
所以当着我们在外院那里的时候，那个总是非常非常兴奋，令人兴奋的事。
Isn't it true when we should come to the house of the Lord and feel that way?
所以我不是吗？我们这样子来到神的家中，我们是不是应该这样子感觉到呢？
You know, sometimes we don't feel like that way. We felt quite out of the place. If we don't feel that way, we're out of the place.
所以若是没有那样子的感觉的时候，有时候我们觉得好像我们不属于这么一个聚会。
You know, we have been taught and we should be solemn before the Lord.
我们的确以前也受到教导，我们要在主面前很谨守，很安静。
But for some reason, we're not successful. When people come to here, they just want to greet one another.
但是有时候也不能真的这么样子，因为常常的弟兄姊妹们来到一起的时候，他们实在是很想互相打招呼，互相说话。
When we realize this is an experience of outer court, we think it's quite normal.
但是当我们知道这实在是在外院的这个经历，我们也知道这也是非常自然的。
When they come to the house of the Lord, the first thing they see is a burning altar.
当他们刚刚来到圣所的时候，第一件事情他们看到的就是一个在那里有火的祭坛。
What is that altar for?
那这祭坛什么意思呢？
That altar is for sacrifice.
那个祭坛上面是要烧牺牲的，牺牲的。
And today we know that altar speaks of a cross that Jesus had used.
我们今天知道这个祭坛的意思表示十字架。
He had given himself as a sacrifice to the Lord.
知道我们晓得是那一位将他自己献上而成为羔羊的那一位主。
When we come to the house of the Lord, the first thing that draws our attention is where there is the salvation of Jesus.
所以我们来到神的殿中，第一件事情来提醒我们注意的就是神的救恩。
And you know, in all the songs, we inevitably have the same essence, everyone.
所以我们唱了很多诗歌里面，中间有一个很必要的一个因素。
Such as the majesty, the last thing we said, the majesty, because Jesus, he once died for us, now resurrected.
讲到大君王的时候，也讲到最后，他说到他曾受死，今得荣耀。
And he became the king of all kings.
他就成为万王之王。
You see, when we come to the Lord, when we come to the church,This should be our central point.
所以我们刚刚来到聚会中间的时候，这个神的救恩是成为我们的一个中心的事情。
We are excited to see one another come together to worship the Lord.
我们非常的兴奋，看到我们彼此大家一起来敬拜神。
But we also realize that everyone who comes to the house of the Lord was the same purpose and attention.
我们也知道每一个人来到这里的时候都有同样一个目的，在这里同样注意同样的事情。
That is to worship this one, the Lamb of God who died for us and now resurrected.
就是我们来到这里。要来敬拜那一位为我们受死的羔羊，这一位万王之王。
That's the meaning of cross.
这是十字架的意义。
So you know, we may not preach about it yet.
也许我们在那个时候还没有讲到，还没讲到这些事。
But in order that the Holy Spirit will lead us into the attitude of worship.
但是当圣灵这样子带我们进入敬拜的时候
，That cross has to be here.
十字架必须在这里。
The salvation factor has to be here.
救恩的事实是必须在这里。
I guess in the Old Testament time, they see the altar.
我相信在旧约的时候，他们看到了那个祭坛。
In the New Testament time, sometimes when we sing of the song, sing of the cross.
那我们在新约的时代，我们也是唱到关于十字架的诗歌。
Dear brother and sister, if we are going to prepare ourselves to worship, when we sing of the cross, our heart should be centralized.
所以当我们来这里敬拜的时候，第一个我们当唱到我们十字架的时候，我们十字架的诗歌，我们的心就要拿这个为中心。
Now I agree, there was excitement.
我同意在那里我们唱诗歌很兴奋。
We saw one another.
我们也很兴奋看到彼此看见。
But when we sing of the cross,
但是我们当我们唱到十字架的时候，
Our heart should all be concentrated.
我们的心要这样子在神面前要这样子专注这一件事。
Some of the old songs are particularly good on that.
有一些老的诗歌是实在是这一方面是非常的好。
One of them says, when we survey the wonders of cross.
像有一首诗歌是当我来到十字架的面前。
And these songs, and another one is near the cross.
或者是就近十字架。
These songs are necessary in helping us to concentrate on Jesus.
这些诗歌是那样子的重要，让我们能够专注在神的十字架上面。
You know, we are not unlike the Israelites.
我们并不是不像那么不像以色列人那样子。
The Israelites were living in the wilderness.
在那时候，以色列人是住在旷野地。
They have a hardship of life that they endure.
他们的生活相当的艰苦。
In the wilderness, the tabernacle and the worship and the way to worship the Lord.
在那个地方
In the wilderness, there's a tabernacle, and people come to worship.
在那个旷野的地方，在那里有帐幕，然后他们来敬拜神。
It is enough for them to forget about their troubles.
在那个地方，他们几乎就可以让他们暂时忘记他们生活上的艰苦。
And later on, we know when you come into the sanctuary and the holy of holies, you not only to forget them, but to receive strength to overcome.
就等到后来进入到圣所跟在至圣所的时候，非仅你忘记了你自己的艰苦，甚至你还接受到神那里来的能力。
You know, in the wilderness, the Lord gave them one thing only. That is the tabernacle.
在那个旷野里面，神只给他们一样东西，就是这个约柜帐幕。
If you think about Israelite life,
但是你想到以色列人他们的生活
，Well, let me tell you what they went through in 40 years is not what I envy for.
在他们的四十年中所经历的事情，实在不是我们愿意羡慕的。
But even today, are we any better than they?
但是就是这样子，我们今天是不是比他们更好呢
？Talk about Tuesday earthquake.
我们讲到礼拜二的地震。
You know, I was just about to enter into San Francisco.
那个时候我正好要进到旧金山。
For some reason, I didn't take Highway 880.
的那个时候我正好没有走880。
And I didn't take Bay Bridge.
我也没有要穿过那个 Bay Bridge.
And I was about half an hour late.
而且我们是晚了半个钟头。
But for those people who went through that right at that time.
但是那些正好就在那个时候经过这些地方的那些人呢？
I wonder how would think about that.
我就不知道他们的想法是怎么样。
You see, life sometimes is short and painful.
因为你知道我们的生命常常是又短又苦。
And you know, I thought about those people who died.
我想到那些死掉的人。
They're not any worse than we are. I mean, immoral or anything.
他们不比我们坏。
The only difference is whether we have received Christ as our Savior.
唯一的不同是我们是不是有主。
That cross has given us an entry to heavenly.
这一个十字架是让我们能够得以进入天家。
And the Lord is calling us through this cross to worship, for us to worship.
而神就经由这个十字架来呼召我们来敬拜他。
What is the worship?
那么我们敬拜到底什么意思呢？
The word worship basically means what is worth of, the worthiness of the thing.
它主要的里面的字的原意就是神是值得。
And if we think that something worthy, we're worshiping it.
因为当我们看到什么事情是非常有价值的话，我们就心里就喜欢。
It is something that we love.
那是我们爱的。
It is something we feel value about.
我们觉得那实在是有价值的。
We feel this is something we need to do.
那也就是我们该做的。
We are called through that cross to worship God.
所以我们又经由十字架，我们被呼召来敬拜他。
And when we further enter into that court,
当我们再往前进去下一层的时候
，we realize there's a basin or there's a lever.
在那里就有一个洗濯盆。
That's for the priest to wash them.
在那里，祭司要将他的手脚洗干净。
So that they can be a clean person.
然后他们就变成一个洁净的人。
I don't know about you, but every time when I come to the Lord's table,
我不知道各位怎么样，但是每一次我来到主的桌子前面的时候
，I am reminded of my sin.
我就再一次。神就再一次叫我想起我自己的罪。
But at the same time, be told that my sins are forgiven.
而且也是同一再一次，也我也再被提醒，我这些罪已经全部被赦免。
The Lord wants us to remember Him often.
神要我们主耶稣要我们常常来纪念他。
And regularly.
而且是经常规律的。
For as long as 20 some years I've been a Christian.
我做了基督徒差不多二十多年。
I have not once felt that I don't need the blood of Christ.To come to worship him.
从来没有哪一次我觉得我不需要耶稣的血我就可以来亲近 来敬拜他。
There was not once on a Sunday when we come to the bread, I didn't feel that I was not reminded of my own sinfulness.
但是没有哪一次当我来到要在那里分饼的时候 我没有被提醒我是有罪的。
But praise God.
但是感谢赞美主。
Praise God.
赞美主。
He has not given the burden of cleansing to us.
他没有将那个洁净的那一个重担放在我们身上。
The water is there freely.
水在那里是白白的给我们。
And the word of God is enough to cleanse us.
而在那里神的话是足够来将我们洗清。
The Holy Spirit is enough to refresh us.
在那里圣灵在那里是足够来将我们更新。
So that we can come. as a person totally forgiven by God.
所以我们可以来到那，来到神面前，是一个完全完完全全被赦免的人。
And after we realize the power of salvation, not only that we are removed from the curse.
所以我当我们知道这个救恩的这个大的能力，毕竟我们被从这个咒诅里头被除开。
But we are clean, we are cleansed.
而且我们是完全的被洁净。
We are sanctified.
我们是成圣的。
We can come to him.
我们可以来到他面前。
You see, when you pass cross and you pass, when, I mean, when you cross the altar and you cross the washing basin.
所以当你经过祭坛，经过洗濯盆，
you are coming closer to the presence of God.
于是你就更对在神的同在那里就更接近了。
You see, the Old Testament really gives a way to enter into his presence.
所以在旧约里面实在是只是我们一条路，怎么样来进入他的同在里面。
Now when the priest come into the sanctuary,
当这个祭司来到圣所的时候，
what he faced was the presence of the Lord in the form of a veil.
所以在他面前呢，就有一个神同在的记号在那里，就是一个帐幕。
There are cherubims embroidered onto a very large and very beautiful veil.
那个上面那个幕幔非常漂亮，因为上面又仔细的刺绣了基洛伯的形象。
And there they also see a golden incense burner.
在那里也看到了金灯台在那里烧。
That incense burner talk about our prayer.
那个金香炉，那个金香炉是说到我们的祷告。
You see, when we pray, what is it? Well, I mean, the golden incense burner has some incense going up.
你知道，在那个金香炉里面有香在那里往上升。
And that also typifies our prayer.
在那里就是代表我们的祷告在往上升。
How do we come close to God?
我们怎么样能够更靠近神呢？
By way of prayer.
就是靠着祷告。
Not only by cross.
并不完不是完全不只是靠着十字架。
Not only by the experience of cleansing.
也不是不只有这个得到洁净的这个经验。
But by a pure heart.
而且是一个很洁净的心。
By a live experience with him in communion.
而且是靠着一个非常非常真实的一个经历与他合一。
Although everyone can pray at home.
虽然每个人在家里都可以自己祷告。
Although everyone prayed.
虽然每个人的确也都这样祷告。
And that we should.
我们应该这样祷告。
And although everyone is in his own, to pray to the Lord.
而且我们也实在是知道，我们每个人是应该这样独立向神祷告的。
Although there are also different ways, different categories of praying.
虽然也有各种不同形态、不同的祷告。
Sometimes we pray for other people.
有时候我们为了别人代祷。
Sometimes we pray for our needs.
有时候我们为了我们的需要来祷告。
But this experience when the high priest coming.To the sanctuary.
但是在这里面讲到特别的这个经历，当到祭司到了至圣所的时候，
I think it's a prayer from heart to God's heart.
我相信在那里就是从人的心向着神的心祷告。
For here he sees everyone, everything inside of us, the impurity and all.
因为在那里实在是看到我们自己内心的不洁净的不完全不纯净。
Dear brothers, we talk about the way coming to worship him, and to him there's no hindrance at all.
我们是再一次讲到，当我们怎么样子来能够来到神面前来敬拜他，这里没有任何的拦阻。
I think the Lord looks very preciously when some prayed in the meeting.
我相信神在那里一定看为非常宝贵，当弟兄姊妹们在聚会中间这样子扬声祷告的时候。
We are not just praying for the congregation.
我们并不是说为了我们在这里弟兄姊妹们在这里祷告而已。
We are praying somehow face to face to Him.
我们实在是跟神面对面在那里对他祷告。
You know, sometimes it costs us to pray that way.
有的时候我们这样子祷告，我们需要放上代价。
Because the light of God will shine through us.
因为当我们这样祷告的时候，神的光会照到我们里面。
And that's what the golden lens, candlestick is talking about.
所以这个就是金灯台的功用。
When we are in His presence.
当我们在他的同在里面的时候。
When we are transparent before Him.
当我们在神面前那样透明的时候。
We know we are inadequate.
我们实在知道我们里面实在是不够。
Didn't we already talk about His blood and the Holy Spirit cleansed us?
我们刚刚不是说到他的血跟他的他能够把我们洁净吗？
Yes, it's talk about what people see.
的确是，那实在是看那里所说的是人能看得见的。
Because we walk on the earth and we are contaminated by the earthly dust.
因为我们在这世上行走，我们是被这世上沾染的。
You don't have to tell other people. Everybody sees how dirty you are from outside.
你用不着跟任何别人讲，因为别人已经看得见你外面是什么样的污秽。
You have to cleanse yourself.
所以你需要把这个外面的污秽洗净。
But there's a difference. The inside The inner uncleanness is different from the outside uncleanness.
但是一个里面的污秽是跟外面的污秽不一样。
You know, the Lord is rebuking the Pharisees sometimes when they say, you wash out the outside things, but you cannot take care of your own inside heart.
主耶稣有时候在那里责备法利赛人，因为他说你们的外面洗干净了，但是你们里面没有洗。
That's what it's all prayer about.
这个就是我们这些这个祷告所要达到的目的。
When we are willing to let God shine through us, take care of our inside.
当我们愿意这样子让神的光能照到我们里面来解决我们里面的问题的时候。
Sometimes it's not anybody else knows.
这个有时候别人根本不知道。
But that's the way to come close to God.
但是这样子是一个路，我们可以来更靠近神。
So you see, I don't know why, but before the Lord's table.
所以我不知道为什么，但是在主的桌子前面
I am completely reminded of my inadequacy.
所以我再一次完完全全地被提醒我自己的不足。
There should be no one who can be proud of himself before the Lord.
在神的桌子面前，没有一个人能够觉得对他感觉自己很骄傲的。
We should know this in our head, but it's only when we practice it, we do feel the meekness.
我们虽然在头脑里的我们都了解，但是实在是在我们实际上面，我们需要在启明心灵里面有这样的感受。
You know, I'm not a humble man by any measure.
各位知道我不是一个很谦卑的人。
But before the Lord, I have nothing to say.
但是在主的面前，我一句话都没有。
For He knows my inside and out.
因为他实在是我里外，他完完全全知道。
That's what worship accomplishes.
这个就是敬拜能够达到的目的。
You are facing Him.Alone.
因为你在那里，你是跟他单独的面对面。
You don't care what other people think about you, but you somehow is exposed to him in the light.
你不要管别人对你的感觉怎么样，就在那个时候，神的光将你暴露出来。
You know, this morning I feel extremely painful inside.
今天早上我觉得非常的里面非常的痛。
For when I was breaking the bread, I realized this is the body of Christ.
因为当我在把这个饼拨开的时候。我知道这是神的身主的身体。
You know, it's a wonderful thing God did, Jesus did establish the New Testament in the form of this.
实在是感谢主，因为神在新约里面所建造的、所做到的，就是像这个桌上所陈设的。
You see, this is the whole body.
因为这实在是一个整个身体。
In Book of Corinthians, Paul said, "Though we have many in numbers, but still one body."
在保罗在哥林多书里面说到，说虽然肢体有许多，但是仍然在一个身体里面。
Oh, how great would it be that every child of God, every children come to worship together?
那是如果说是每一个人都来到神面前，这样来敬拜神，那是何等宝贵的事情。
We can come to worship Him this way.
我们可以这样子来敬拜他。
And we are in unity.
这样的时候，我们就是完全是一致。
But dear brothers and sisters, I'm so sorrowful this morning.
但是今天早上，我心里觉得很伤痛。
Out of my own sin.
因为我自己的罪。
And I also seeing so many of brothers and sisters who I would like to see them.
我今天早上有很多我希望能够看到的，能够见面的，但是没有在这里。
I don't know how I offended them, perhaps in some way.
我不知道他们是怎么样的受到顶撞。
Maybe I have done something wrong.
也许我做了什么错事。
Maybe I have done something inadequately.
也许我做了一些不足的事。
That they don't feel drawn to the presence of the Lord as a whole body, as a church together.
而在这里，他们不觉得、不感觉要应该在这里，大家能够在一起，像一个身体，在神面前来敬拜。
You see, the showbread is of 12 pieces.
你知道，在那里陈设饼有十二个。
Those 12 pieces talk about a complete.12 tribes of Israel.
在那里是说到是十二个支派，所有的十二个支派。
We should always have 12 tribes presented here.
我们要是有十二个支派全部在这里。
In all times in the sanctuary, 12 breads are complete.
在那圣所里面，永远有十二个，整整十二个，十二个陈设饼在那里。
And the Lord did say, "It is not His will that even the smallest should be lost."
而神也这样说，就不是神的旨意，是在那个最小的也不应该失落。
Somehow we failed. I failed the Lord.
但是在这里我失败。
You see, when I remember the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord.
当我这样子被提醒，在神的同在中间被提醒的时候。
When I see the 12 bread.
我看到这十二块陈设饼。
Even today we see the whole bread. That means also the one body of Christ.
今天我们看到这一个饼是表示整个基督的身体。
I am convicted.
我在这里我得到我被定罪。
You see, this is a deep light that the Lord can shine through when we worship Him.
这是一个神很深入的光，在我们敬拜他的时候，神可以进入里面。
When we are in His presence,
当我们在他同在中间的时候，
it is not by man's teaching, but by the Holy Spirit.
不是因为人的教导，而是圣灵自己在教导。
That shines through us, that we can be corrected.
圣灵这样子放照在我们里面，让我们里面能够得到改正。
This is what the worship will do for us.
这就是敬拜能够做到的，在我们身上能做到的。
And this is why the Lord wants us to come to worship every time.
这也就是神为什么每一次要我们总是召聚我们到他面前来敬拜他。
And then.Once a year, the high priest can enter into the Holy of Holies.
然后每年一次，大祭司可以进到至圣所里面。
What a blessed experience it is.
哎呀，那样是多么好的一个经验。
Although sometimes, if we think about it,
但是当有时候我们想一想，
What is so good in the Holy of Holies?
在至圣所里头有什么好的？
There's no light.
在那里没有灯光。
There's no human light.
在那里也没有任何人。
It's in total darkness.
在那里完全是黑的。
You just know the ark is there.
你知道在那里，约柜在那里。
And the ark is covered by two cherubims.
在那里约柜上面有两个基洛伯在那里遮住这个约柜。
And those cherubims is covering the glory of God.
而基洛伯将神的荣耀遮住。
And the Bible tells us the Lord speaks in His mercy seat.
在那里我们圣经告诉我们神就由他的施恩座那里发出声音来。
I guess it's a privilege for the high priest to go in there once a year.
我相信这是一个很大的特权，这个大祭司可以一年一度进入至圣所。
And we know also in recording of Luke.
我们也知道在路加福音里头在那里记载。
John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, was going there to offer the burnt offering.
我们也知道在那里施洗约翰的父亲。
The incense offering.
施洗约翰的父亲撒加利亚在那里要进到至圣所，在那里要献上香。
There he saw the vision.
在那里他看到了异象。
God spoke to him.
神向他说话。
Dear brothers and sisters, what is the presence of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，那神的同在是什么呢？
God speaks.
神说话。
God speaks to us.
神说话，神向我们说话。
From His mercy seat.
从他的施恩座上面。
So you see, when the Old Testament way of worship.
所以在那些旧约的敬拜的方式
When it is revealed to us in the New Testament light,
当在新约的光中再一次向我们打开的时候
we are instructed of the way that God already gave us as our right.
所以我们知道在这里神已经将这样的信息这样的方法告诉我们这是我们的权利
In the Old Testament time, people are notexpecting God speaks to them.
在旧约时代，人们并没有期待神要向他们说话。
For if God speaks, usually they tremble to death.
因为当神发声说话的时候，人经常是在那里扑倒，要像死了一样。
Holy even as Moses.
因为就即使是那么样子，圣洁那么好，像摩西那样子。
When he recorded when the Lord speaks to him,
当他记录到神向他说话的时候
，he felt trembled.
他在那里神面前战惊恐惧。
He felt he's about to die.
他觉得他大概要死了。
The Old Testament, there's some people who sees the Lord and the Lord speaks to them.
在旧约里头，的确有很多直接面对面看到神，而神也向他说话。
They all felt that they're dying.
他们就在那扑倒在地，几乎像死了一样。
You know, this time when we went to San Francisco, we met some very interesting people.
这次我们在三藩市碰到了一些很有趣的人物。
One of them has an out-of-body experience.
有一些人有这个魂游向外的经历。
I don't really need what it is because I haven't got one myself.
我不知道他这所说的是什么，因为我自己没有这个经历。
But what he tells us in relating the experience.
但是当他讲到他这样的经历的时候。
One thing was very, very interesting.
有一样事情是非常非常有趣的。
He said the Lord speaks to him.
在那里他说的主跟我说话。
You know, it's a very friendly way of speaking. It's beyond me.
而且是一个很亲密的那样子在那里说话，我简直不能想象。
His name is Bud. The Lord said, Bud, you know you're a bad man.
他的名字叫做 Bud 他说主向他说 Bud 你知道吗你很坏哦
And Bud so casually answered Yes I know
他就很轻易的就回答是啊我知道我是坏人
You see I guess in God's presence in his life there's no hiding
所以在神的同在里面在他的光中没有任何可以隐藏的
And there was nothing that you can debate about
也没有什么好辩论的
All you do is agreeing with him
你只好向着神说是的
But this is not what I'm trying to relate
但是我并不是想要讲这一点
The Lord speaks to him
神向他说话
And when he finishes his story with some of us
当他也讲完他一些故事
One of the brothers said Brother, but we felt in the Old Testament and even the New Testament when the Lord speaks You always fell down as you would die, as you would die.
他讲完这个时候，有一位弟兄起来问他，说在旧约时代，甚至在新约时代，当神说话的时候，听到的人都在那里扑倒，简直像死掉一样。
Well, it reminds me, yeah, that's true, I said.
我这也让我提醒说，哎，对啊，是这样子的呀。
Because even as Apostle John, when he speaks to the Lord, when the Lord speaks to him,
甚至约翰这样子的神所爱的门徒，当时主耶稣向他发话的时候。
In the Revelation, he recorded he fell down before him, prostrated before him, even as he's dying.
在启示录里面，他说他在那里倒下来，就像死掉了一样。
You know how Bud answered this?
你知道这位弟兄怎么回答吗
？He said, "I guess that's true."
他说，我想大概是应该是对的。
It is only through His mercy.
他说，只是因为因为他的恩典。
That He covered His glory.
他把他的荣耀遮住。
That He covered His holiness.
他把他的圣洁。遮住
and that he is only showing his mercy and love that he speaks to me.
他当他向我说话的时候，他只把他的恩惠跟他的爱向我表明。
That I'm spared.
所以我才免死。
People ask him, "Have you seen the glory? Have you seen the holiness of God? That how does it feel?"
当有人问他说，你有没有看到这个神的这个神圣的荣光？你感觉怎么样呢
？Then he did say that he has twice.When the Lord revealed His glory to him, he felt trembled.
他说，的确是有两次神将他的荣耀向他显现的时候，他就倒在地上，简直在那里以为自己要死了。
Now you know that kind of statement makes his experience more credible to me.
所以当他这样讲的时候呢，那么那一些其他的这个经验呢，就好像比较更可靠一点。
So dear brothers, in New Testament time, what do we expect?
所以在新约的时代，我们期待什么样的事情呢？
We expect God speak to us.
我们要期待神要向我们说话。
Through worship, God will speak to us.
当我们这样敬拜神的时候，神要向我们说话。
Through worship, we can expect that God speaks to us in our intimacy.
而且当我们这样的敬拜的时候，我们可以知道神会在我们这个亲密当中向我们说话。
And we may not die. We don't have to die.
我们不一定会死。
Because He covered His glory.
因为他将他的荣耀遮掩。
You see, this is true also.
的确这是真的
In the Old Testament time, the veil was covered. It's the whole piece.
在那里在旧约时代那整个的那个帐幕是整块的在那里盖着
It's a very heavy veil.
是一个非常厚重的一个帐幕
It's intransparent.
在那里是不能透光的
You can't see anything behind the veil.
你没有办法看那个帐幕后头的光
I guess that's why when the Bible recorded the way to the Holy of Holies was not open yet.
所以在这里圣经上也是说那时候我往至圣所的那个路还没有向我们开
But in the New Testament we read of a gospel.
但是当新约我们读到福音书的时候
When Jesus is about to die.
当耶稣死
When Jesus is dying,
当耶稣死的时候
the Bible recorded the veil in the temple was rent into half, two halves.
圣经上面记载，那圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两半
from top to the bottom.
从上到下
And you know the Lord is also speaking that veil is His own body.
在那里，神也说到这一个幔子是他的身体
When the body is rented,
当这个身体被破开的时候
Oh, we can enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们就可以进入至圣所
I guess in a way.Jesus is still that veil for us.
我相信到现在为止，耶稣还是那一个帐幕。
You know when Moses went to visit God, when God spoke to him, his face was shined.
你知道当摩西上去跟神对话的时候，摩西的脸上就放光。
People cannot face His glory.
人们就没有办法看正眼看他。
In the New Testament, when we approach God,
但是当新约的时代，当我们来亲近神的时候
，Yes, we can expect in His presence, we should have some glory, a glow in our face.
我相信也是因为在他的面前，我们的脸光也要放光。
But most importantly, because we come to Him every time through Jesus.
但是因为更重要的我们是每次来到神面前的时候是因为经由耶稣
Jesus is the one who covers the veil
耶稣就是那一位把这个幕幔盖住的
And only when we approach Jesus His love and His mercy was shown to us
只有当我们来这样子来就近耶稣的时候他的爱他的恩典要向我们彰显
If Jesus should remove His veil
当耶稣将他的幕幔打开的时候
I guess the glory and the holinessis more than what we can take.
我相信那里面的荣耀跟上帐里面的荣光是我们没有办法能够承受得住。
But Jesus speaks to us.
但是耶稣还是向我们说话。
The purpose of calling the high priest to come to worship so that the Lord can speak to him.
在那里要让这个大祭司进到至圣所的原因呢，是这样子，神可以向他说话。
I think in the New Testament, even when we are called to worship him,
在新约时代，当我们是这样子被呼召来敬拜他的时候，
the Lord is also wanting to speak to us.
也就是神要向我们说话的时候。
So when we come to worship God,
所以当我们来到神面前，我们来这样敬拜他的时候，
we're not saying we limit ourselves only to on Sunday meetings.
我们并不是说我们光是在主日的早上，我们就是这个时候这样做了。
But rather, this is a practice for us to learn.
这只是一个在这个时候我们可以学习，我们可以在这里练习。
And when we learn this, we can worship Him all the time.
当我们这样学会的时候，我们可以随时来敬拜他。
Even in every day.
就是在每天的生活中间，我们可以敬拜他。
Every morning, the first thing that we come up to worship.
每天早上，当我们来到神面前呢，我们可以敬拜他。
And we come through the cross.
我们经由十字架。
We come through the washing.
经由洗濯盆。
We come through His presence in prayer.
走在他祷告里面，我们进到他的同在里面。
Let God shine us with His light.
然后让神的光照到我们里面。
His word is light.
因为他的话就是光。
And let us come in unity.
然后我们都一起来到神面前。
There's no bitterness, there's no hatred.
没有苦毒，没有愤恨。
It's full of love to come to worship Him.
是完全充满了爱来敬拜神。
You know, the Lord did say if we have thought about some brothers who wronged us.
主圣上也说，若是在祭坛前面，你想到哪一位弟兄与向你怀怨，
you should make up first.
你要先去与他和好。
Before you come to give offerings.
在你献上祭物之前，要先去跟他和好。
We come in this attitude to worship the Lord.
所以我们用这样子的一个心态，这样一个态度来敬拜神。
The Lord will be delighted.
神要大大的喜欢。
And we will come into His presence.
然后我们能到达他的同在里面。
In His glory, we shall see Him.
在他的荣耀里面，我们要看见他。
And we expect that He will speak to us.
而且我们也期待他要向我们说话。
In the areas that we need to be spoken of.
在那些我们该在那些地方神要特别讲话的地方。
When the Lord speaks.
当神说话的时候
When the high priest did come to his presence,
当这个大祭司的确是来到神的同在里面的时候
Something wonderful happened.
有奇妙的事情会发生
You know, in Book of Acts, it recorded.
在行传里面是这样的记录
no, I'm sorry, in Book of Exodus, it recorded.
在那个出埃及记对不起出埃及记里头这样记录
In chapter 40,
在第40章里面
Verse 34 to 36
第34
34 to 38.
打开出埃及记最后一章。
Chapter 40, verses 34 to 38.
第四十章第三十四节开始。
Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation.
当时云彩遮目会幕。
And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation.
摩西不能进会幕。
Because the cloud abode thereon.
因为
And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
And when a cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle.
每逢云彩从帐幕收上去。
The children of Israel went onward in all their journey.
以色列人就启程前往。
But if the cloud were not taken up.Then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up.
云彩若不收上去，他们就不能启程，只等到云彩收上去。
For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was upon it by night.
日间耶和华的云彩是在帐篷以上，夜间云中有火。
In the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys.
在以色列全家的眼前，在他们所行的路上都是这样。
Do you see how wonderful it portrays here?
你看这里是多么了不起。
After they worship the Lord,
当他们这样敬拜神的时候
the presence of God is so manifest, is so clearly visible.
神的同在是那样子清楚，那样子显明。
The cloud of fire enveloped them.
那云彩在那里就将他们整个的这包住。
It's so easy to follow the Lord.
在那个时候跟随主是那么容易。
When you have the presence of His.
当你知道他神的同在在
哪里的时候 How do we achieve this presence of God?
我们怎么样能够达到这个目的呢
Through worship.
我们就只有借着敬拜这一条路
You know, somehow I think we should be reminded, if not overemphasizing it.
我常常觉得我们是要应该一再的受到提醒
The purpose of being called to be a Christian
这个来被呼召作为基督徒的主要的目的
is so that we can offer our lives to offer to worship him.
所以我们就可以将我们的生命献上来敬拜神。
Yes, we know we need to preach the gospel.
的确是我们是要传福音。
Yes, we need to teach the Bible.
是的，我们实在是要教导圣经。
We need to do a lot of things.
我们需要做很多事情。
But the most important thing is to worship.
但是最重要的一样就是来敬拜神。我们怎么知道呢？
We have four gospels. Three of them talk about preaching the gospel at the end.
在我们的四个福音书里头，有三个都讲到最后，我们最后一章都说到我们要传福音。
But only one gospel in the book of Luke.
只有在路加福音的最后一章。
The last verse said that they worshiped God, they blessed God in the temple always.
在那里，他们再一次说他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去，常在殿里称颂神。
After the salvation is accomplished.
当这个救恩结束完成的时候。
After Jesus resurrected.
当耶稣 在复活
After his visitation to his disciples,
当他再一次 再去访问他的门徒
After the truth was taught,
当他再一次将真理向他们表明的时候
They did one thing, they didn't go out to preach the gospel yet.
所以他们那时候并没有开始往外传福音
They come to worship him.
他们就来到那里经常的在那里称颂神
True worship.
在那里实在是真实的敬拜
And the Lord is really pleased.
而且神是非常的喜悦。
After they worship and worship and worship until the presence of the Lord is so strong.
当他们在那里就在那里敬拜，在敬拜，在敬拜，一直等到神的同在那样的强。
Then came the Pentecost.
然后五旬节就来到。
The Holy Spirit fell on them.
然后这个圣灵就那样子降到他们身上。
They received power.
然后他们就接受到能力。
Then they went out to preach the gospel.
然后他们再出去传福音。
Now I'm not saying because of that we cannot preach the gospel.
我并不是说这样，所以我们就不能够传福音了。
But I'm saying if we worship the Lord enough,
但是我就在说，若是我们敬拜神到一个地步
，through worshiping,
就是经过因着敬拜
，that our hearts are united,
我们的心这样子就团在一起
，through worshiping,
因为敬拜
，our spirits are lifted up,
我们的灵被提升
，through worshiping,
因着敬拜
，God is glorified,
然后神得到荣耀
，through worshiping,
因为因着敬拜
，all the spiritual meaning will accomplish in us.
那这些属灵的这些实际的真实的意义在我们里面成就
Through worshiping, we glorify him and see him that's sitting in the highest.
因着敬拜我们来尊荣他我们就看到他在荣耀里面
Oh, there was no telling how God can do with it.
我们就不知道神在我们身上将要做何等那样的大事
He will pour down his spirit.
他会将他的灵浇灌下来
He will give us his gifts.
他将要将各样的恩赐赐给我们
And we will be efficient, sufficient in preaching the gospel.
我们那时候才能够足够的能够出去传福音
By our might,
不是靠我们自己的能力
but by him.
而是靠着他的能力
That also reminds us of all what the Old Testament or the Israelites trying to do.
在那里也再一次说再一次让我们想到在旧约时候就是这样
When the tabernacle was, about, was turned into temple in Solomon's time,
当这个会幕到了所罗门时代变成了圣殿的时候
They come to worship in the temple and the glory of God filled them
当他们来到圣殿里在那里敬拜神而那个荣光充满了殿中
Then the temple was taken away from them and destroyed
但是在那个圣殿后来就又被毁坏
They wanted so bad to come back to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple
他们大家就那么样子所有的犹太人那么样想要再回到耶路撒冷再重建这个圣殿
Why?
为什么呢
I guess we know why.
我相信我们知道为什么
Because they want to worship God.
因为他们要再次敬拜神
That's the only way they know how to worship God.
因为那是唯一一个办法他们知道这样子才可以敬拜
And that's the only place and only way God allows them to worship him.
因为这是唯一的地方跟唯一的办法在那里可以敬拜
But look what happened.
但是看一看发生了什么事
Every time when they worship,
但每一次当他们敬拜的时候
there is revival.
就有复兴
When every time when they worship,
每一次在那里他们敬拜神
The presence of God come back to them.
于是神的同在再一次回到他们中间
Dear brother and sister, what are we lacking then?
那么弟兄姊妹们我们所缺的是什么呢
We need to learn to worship.
我们要学习怎么样敬拜
Not by going through motions.
并不是光是在外面做的
Which we all do, which we all endure.
我们在那里做也有人在那里忍耐
But by the true understanding of the process of worshiping.
而实在是我们 要了解这个敬拜的实质是什么。
I think the Lord is going to turn us around.
我相信神在这里要做大事。
I pray that we not only had a breakthrough by God, that we true, become true worshippers.
我相信非仅我们在这里要有个突破我们变成一个真正实际上实实在在的敬拜者。
But I'm trying my best and hoping that the Holy Spirit is revealing to all of you.
我也在这里这样子期待圣灵向各位能够这样开启
That we know we indeed know why we worship.
也让我们实实在在知道为什么我们要敬拜。
How we worship.
而且我们要怎么样敬拜。
May the glory of God fill all of us.
但求神的荣耀充满每一个人。
Again, I say it's not only through formality.
所以我再一次说，并不是靠外面的形式。
Even the teaching can be a form.
甚至这个样的教导也只是一个形式。
We yield ourselves to him.
但是我们要将我们自己献给神。
We pray that we come and bring ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们将我们自己带到神面前作为活祭。
To put on the altar.
来放在祭坛上。
From that point on.
从那个时刻起。
The Lord leads us into the spirit of worshiping.
神将我们带入敬拜中间。
Let's sing one song.
我们再唱一首诗歌。
I believe number 200 is quite fitting.
我相信第二两百首在这时候是非常合适的。
May the Lord fill us with His love.
但愿主在这里将他的爱将我们充满。
We put ourselves on the altar.
将我们自己放在祭坛上面。
As it says here in the third verse.
在就像第三节所说的。
And may the Holy Spirit fill our hearts.
但求圣灵在这里将我们的心浇灌。
He will cleanse us. No doubt He will cleanse us.
He will cleanse us.
No doubt He will cleanse us.